Question: how can you believe a nice person is going to hell? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, people today are uncomfortable with the idea that a good God would send nice people to hell.
John, when it comes to hell, we need to consider, okay, what are the options? Option one, no one is going to hell. Everyone is going to heaven. Now, people going in different directions don't usually end up in the same place. Also, what do you do with those who don't want to go to heaven? They're out there. And if you have to start twisting arms, heaven's not going to be so heavenly after all.
Yeah.
Option two, only the really bad people go to hell. But who gets to decide who's in and who's out? People draw lines in different places. Interestingly, wherever we draw the line, we always seem to be on the right side.
Yeah.
And on this basis, heaven and hell, well, it says more about our likes and dislikes than anything else. Option three, okay, no one's going to hell because no one is going anywhere. From a godless perspective, we simply turn back to dust. We cease to exist. Therefore, any talk about going to hell, good or bad, it shouldn't even matter.
But it does matter. That's the whole point of the question.
Exactly, John. Hell doesn't make us just shrug our shoulders. It strikes a chord, the kind that makes us uncomfortable, which brings us to option four. Only those who trust in Jesus Christ will go to heaven. I love what Ravi Zacharias said. Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. It's not about being naughty or nice. It's about beginning a relationship with Jesus Christ, something that starts today and it lasts forever.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Learn more at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.